This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sean, RJ, and Bobby live at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, sitting down with Cowboys insider Todd Archer from ESPN here on 105.3 The Fan. Brian Schottenheimer is going to talk today. What are your early impressions, Todd, of Shoddy and some of the new staff? I mean, Bobby. Uh-oh. There we go.
Good job.
Come on, Bobby.
Good job, Bobby.
Come on, Bob.
One job.
I know.
One job.
I know.
What was the question? I consider and say, oh, yeah, I mean, I broke down an Arizona offensive line, and I can tell you all this, da-da-da-da-da. I'll trust people that I know across the league to say he did a good job putting his staff together. You know, Adam seems like a good, solid hire for how they want to play, at least how they say they want to play. That's a better way to say it. How they want to run the ball, right? Junior Adams from Oregon was a guy that people in college football have a lot of respect for him, what he was able to do. You look at the Oregon receivers, you look at their offense. One thing I like is that he did look at the college game to – the game's trickling up. It doesn't trickle down anymore. So I think we can all agree that the offense was kind of stale and stayed around here, and you're not in – there was no innovation in being ahead of the game. And so, and I'm not sure he's going to be, but he's hired guys that could get them – give them ideas that they wouldn't necessarily have. And then on defense, like the White Cotton guy, he's a guy who's coached really good players with the Jets, and he's a guy that has a lot of juice and a lot of energy. He's a guy I'm going to try and get to know a little bit more as the process goes on.
How do you feel about Eberflus's return?
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, you look at, okay, he was never the coordinator in Dallas, but really, and Bobby, if I'm wrong in this, tell me I'm wrong. I think he was doing a lot of calling the defenses, maybe even on just third downs, maybe. At the end, when Rod was still a coordinator. So, while he wasn't the coordinator here, he had that experience. Obviously, came to this city as the Colts. And their defense that before he got here was awful. And they immediately became top 10. And then you look at the takeaways, right? That's something we always harp on. They were up there on in takeaways. Now, and even Chicago, when they weren't very good, was it last year or in 23, they led the league in interceptions.
Yeah.
They had 22 interceptions. So, their style of defense works, right? It's hustle to the ball. It's run. It's all that kind of stuff. It's not necessarily predicated on having all the talent. Let's remember, do you guys remember who the Cowboys' nose tackle was when they were number one in the league in defense under Marinelli?
What year would that have been?
Like 14, 15, 16, somewhere around there.
Wasn't Jay Rat anymore.
It was not Jay Rat.
I can't even remember.
Nick Hayden.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did Marinelli call
I'm
him?
I'm not using that word. You can say it because you know the name.
Yeah. I was testing you.
Yeah. But so it's an effort-based defense, right, that you don't need to have the most skilled dudes to just, you know, be solid and all that. So I think Eberflus is a good hire. I know if Kellen Moore got the job, he was Kellen's defensive coordinator as well.
Wow. Todd Archer here on 105.3 The Fan. So what is on your Cowboy Combine checklist in terms of players? Trying to follow the breadcrumbs of the visits or who they're talking to?
Yeah, it's more, for me, it's more about free agency and what's coming up. So you want to see who's going on the bus that ostensibly they're talking about the Cowboys players that they have on the team, but that's not it. They're talking about the other guys that – so you have illegal tampering going on before the legal tampering.
Sure.
And that's where you kind of want to find out what they're doing here.
Is the bus that – all right, what's it like on the bus? Bobby told me – I'm so disappointed in you guys. I know you guys are trying to be professionals, but he said – can I say this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think it's a problem. I'll say it so I can be in trouble if it's my problem.
Yeah, Jerry, this is Bobby.
No, a couple of years ago, just it's on the bus, and it's just when Jerry was like, hey, did you guys want a beer or whatever when we're
driving
here? And everyone's just like, we don't want to hold this up. He's going to talk for another hour if we do that, and everybody's going to be mad outside. So let's make sure they can get to their dinner.
There was one former employee. So Jerry always, you guys want a beer or something like that every time when we all say no. There was one guy who used to work at your station that actually accepted it and took one, that he's no longer with your station.
Yeah,
so
I heard.
Was everyone mad?
No, but...
If I took a beer, if this was today and I cracked one open, how long do you think Jerry would stay hanging out on there with everyone with the libations?
Oh, he'd be on there, yeah.
It would delay
Cowboys dinner, not our dinner.
Yeah.
But it would delay the Cowboys dinner.
What an opportunity.
That's a great opportunity. You got to say yes when you're on the bus.
But I was like, there were times like we would talk to him for 90 minutes. And that's probably like six questions. So it's not as long as we actually think it is because he just goes on and talks, as you guys well know.
Yeah.
But now last year, it kind of got condensed into about 30, 35 minutes, which is fine too. That's enough to get all your stuff. But yeah, it's funny to the people like around the league, you're going on the bus, like it's. Mm-hmm. You're going into Never Never Land or something like that, you know?
Now, Cowboy fans are going to say, Todd, why are you spending time covering Cowboy free agency? There's no such thing.
They're going to be selectively aggressive.
They are conservatively liberal. That's what they're going to be. Yeah.
More aggressive than last year?
Well, they can't be less aggressive than last year. I think you'll see them. Honestly, I think what it means is they're reverting to what they used to do. And that was fill holes in free agency. It wasn't go sign the top end guy. They're not doing that. So everybody who thinks, pick a guy. Top of the market.
Higgins.
Yeah, they're not paying two $30 million receivers, right? So get that out of your mind. Now, if there's a number, if there's a Brandon Cooks type trade for a receiver, and I'm not saying Cooper Kupp or Debo, but why not explore that and what you can get. That's a move I think would be selectively aggressive.
Is the Micah contract going to drag out like Dak and Lamb?
I asked Steven that question. I'm trying to remember his answer as I'm giving you this answer. And he said, you know, basically he said the CD1 took a while because the receiver contracts that had to come due and Jefferson, and that took a while.
Never give the Cowboys the benefit of the doubt on that, right? We just think that, you know, they're on the yacht and they're chilling and they're like, let's do it today. But they keep trying to tell us. I think Jerry.
It was still two and a half months after Jefferson, though.
Right. It took too long to get to where they eventually got to. Like, he could have been in
camp.
The leaves fell enough to get to $34 million. But
we have to be missing. My point is, Todd. We have to be missing something about the delay.
Here's what we're missing. The players know if they wait, they get everything they want. Everybody says the Cowboys, they wait too long. You don't think Dak waited? Dak had a deal, but before Dak went to Todd France, there was a deal that Dak was about to sign the day after the 2019 season opener that the Cowboys thought was done. Jerry talked to us after that game, and he's like, we'll have something here soon on that. Like, and Jerry never says that. And then, obviously, it played out the way it played out. So every time Dak knows and players know, the first guy to really do it, I think, was kind of DeMarcus Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
When he got the deal, he's just ending up now. Well, he was first on the tag. And then if you just wait, you're going to get everything you want.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And if you're the Cowboys, are you just going to say, here's $90 million a year on the first one? No. You have to kind of see what's going to – now, it takes too long, and I'd be awful at this stuff because I would be like – you're at 10 and I'm at 20. 15 sure sounds good.
Right.
Like, there's my negotiation.
Yeah. If the Cowboys could go back and do it again, do you think they still give the extension to Diggs?
Yeah, because they – yes, because that was a team-friendly deal.
Do you think Diggs sees the end of it here? The end of that contract?
Tell me how much he plays this year. And I can have a better answer on that question. But what is it? This is year three of it?
With Bland entering the final year of his deal.
Yeah, but you can – there's enough money there for them. No.
Enough pie?
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
And Micah Todd, back to that real quick. Micah's contract – I'm just previewing what I'm about to ask you to give you a mental heads up with what's coming here in a second.
Oh,
but
cool.
Micah – and his contract, how do you see that playing out?
I mean, he's eventually going to be the highest paid guy in football, but I'll get back to what Steven's answer was.
And you're ruling out any trade?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. Like, yeah. Steven's answer was we don't have to get our arms around anything on the Micah contract, the way that they were with the receivers. Because who else is going to, like Myles Garrett's going to get traded maybe and then get a deal, but I think there's it can be done sooner than the Lamb deal. Will it? I'm not going to say that because as much as Micah wants to say they're in a situation where I'll take less and we know how that game's going to play. His agent's not going to say you're taking less. So there'll be some back and forth. It'll probably take longer, but maybe not as long as CD.
Mike Fisher is reporting right now that the Cowboys are very close to a done deal with Osa Odighizuwa should come in above $21 million per year. What do you guys think of that report?
I don't know if that number is accurate from what I've been told where it would be. But I know they want to sign him. I know they've had talks. I know they've had productive talks before they even got here. You look at Eberflus's defense. They need to under tackle for that thing to succeed. I think he's a guy you had to keep, and you probably had to pay more than you wanted to pay.
So you thought they were going to, like, you weren't just – thinking he was gone and out of here.
No.
Okay.
No, because they Who do they have if he leaves?
If they didn't sign him, were they looking at the prospect of if we don't sign him, we have to take an under tackle at 12?
Absolutely.
And is this about freedom and flexibility in the draft as much as anything? Then
it's that's all part of it. And you're keeping a good player,
sure. So. And they willing to spend more than you're comfortable with. Is that about we have too many holes to potentially sacrifice that capital on that when we've already got somebody here?
Right. And show me the guarantee that the dude you're drafting at 12 is going to be good enough.
Yeah.
So that's why I think, again, when their free agency approach, it turns into signing a quality guy at a good number that you don't have to take that position immediately. So
if he gets this deal done and Osa is back, what becomes the top priority in April then at 12, do you think, position-wise?
You can still take D-line. Right? I mean, I don't think you'll have David on. I don't think D-Law will be back. You guys ready to go with Sam Williams as the other end? Like, coming off an ACL?
Yeah.
I mean, so an offensive line. I think, as boring as it could be, those are the two spots I think would still be number one, because I don't think you're going to – they ain't signing Trey Smith as a guard, right?
Speaking of number one, is there a rumor that the Cowboys have
– Well, Florio, just tell
Florio
what Florio
told
said.
Us that the Cowboys might be – have asked, talked to the Titans about moving up to number one.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
There's no freaking way.
The last time they made a move up big in the draft was 2012.
It worked out great.
So they got Mo Claiborne at 6. Yeah, I don't remember where they were picking that year.
12 or something. Like 12
so if you go from 12 to 1,
you're looking at
what are you giving up?
So history shows you're giving up a player and at least 2 firsts and 2 seconds.
And we just talked about how many holes this team has?
Right.
It's a lot.
Let's just have
a lot to give up.
So, okay, you're moving up. I guess you'd take Carter.
That's where I'm going with a stress fracture.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So, Carolina, Chicago went from 9-1. They gave up DJ Moore, 2 firsts, 2 seconds. The Rams in 2016 went from 15-1. They gave up 3 ones, right? They gave up 3, 2016, 2017, so 2 ones.
They were effing them picks way back then.
Like 2 ones, a bunch of 2s, and a bunch of 3s.
It's a lot to give up. But it is funny. We had mentioned this earlier about talking about that discussion of the idea of them calling about just checking on something. When Rappaport reported a couple weeks ago, the Cowboys have, you know, even discussed if Micah Parsons might what he could fetch them in a trade or things like that. Is that something where, again, that is literally just the due diligence of...
Isn't that doing their job?
Right, where they have to ask the question. Would you expect them to ask that question of anybody they were potentially re-signing? Like, well, okay, what would a trade get us? We got to factor all that in.
Absolutely. Like the Micah thing, you should have had those discussions. They should have had those discussions when they were talking about that Dax contract, right? And like, hey, if we don't get this guy, what are we going to do? Or even the first Dak contract. I wrote a story. I'm like, they should have gone after Matthew Stafford because it would have been cheaper than what they paid Dak at 40 a year at that time. Or actually, I think I even mentioned Stafford or Brady because those guys weren't going to. So you have to, if you're doing your job the right way, you're running through every scenario. There are enough smart people in that building that we know that I'll trust that are doing that, even if that's not Jerry and Steven all the time. But those guys are telling Jerry and Steven things.
Todd Archer here on 105.3 The Fan, Cowboys Insider. Will you be out at midnight this evening?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It will be.
I want you to be like, I want you to show us the way here at the restaurant, the steakhouse.
Well, if you're all going to Prime, what time's your...
7:30.
So, yeah, you need to eat your dinner at
Prime.
We're
trying to be embedded in there.
You got to eat your dinner at Prime, go somewhere else, and then go back.
Then go back?
Yeah.
Not stay there the whole time. It's not going to be packed at 9:15.
Well, yes, it's going to be. Well, you said you wanted experiences.
Oh, gosh.
Experiences, your shoulder's cramped and you can't get a drink. Oh, and you're just like,
lovely.
You're breathing halitosis into like Mike McDaniel's face. Like, that's the experience.
You got your little assistants on you, Bobby?
Yes, I do. All right. My prescribed medication. Yes, I do.
All right. May need it tomorrow. Thank you. Todd Archer, thank you so much, man.
Yep.
Keep killing
Thanks
it.
For having me.
The great ESPN insider here on DFW Sports Station. Let's see if we can confirm this OSA report and the agent for Jordan Lewis, Tank Lawrence, and Rico Dowdle sits down with us. You won't want to miss that either. We continue right here on 105.3 The Fan.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.